everyone. This is Travis with Bun Brands. Thank you for joining me for episode 3 of Demystifying Digital Marketing. I'm going to talk today about reviews. I know everyone knows about reviews. Everyone knows they'll get reviews through various places. I'm not sure everybody knows how many places there are out there on the web to get reviews from, but we'll get into that on another day. But right now, I just want to talk about the importance of reviews and just a few statistics about reviews in general. Before we get into this, a little bit about myself. My name's Travis Bunn. I've started a digital marketing agency named Bunn Brands, and I work with various people, copywriters, graphic artists, and a bit more, just to bring about a better digital marketing experience for all of my clients. I like to spread all of my knowledge freely, just in case there's anybody out there that wants to do it themselves. I think you're going to find along the way that's a little bit more difficult than you might have thought. And honestly, to myself, an educated client is a better client. So I'd be happy to talk with you if you're having any troubles. I'll even try and give you a little bit of advice here or there without kind of stepping on my own toes at all. But that's what all this is for, just to give you as much information as I can. Now, if you're looking, just let's talk about Google right now. If you're looking at Google and trying to look up specific businesses in the area, you'll notice it comes up with a little window, and it'll give you some locations of a couple different businesses. So try landscaping in Raleigh or landscaping in Texas or something like that. And you'll have like 3 different businesses come up, and you'll see their name. It'll also tell you if they have any reviews. Oftentimes you'll see someone at the top or within the top 3 that have no reviews, or maybe just 10 reviews, 5 reviews, 25 reviews. Generally, not a lot of people are going to have a ton of reviews, and that's where you could win. But anyway, if you look those up and you see those top 3 choices or so, and you see that one doesn't have any reviews, all 3 are located in the same area, but the second one has about 20 reviews, and the third one has 130 reviews. The first one has no reviews once again. The second one will have an average rating of about 3.2. And once again, they have about 20, 25 reviews. And then you have one above 100 reviews that has 4.7 stars, let's say. This is just an example. But who do you think you're going to call first for those services? I'm willing to bet that you're going to call the one with the more reviews and more highly rated. Reviews online is almost an extension of word of mouth. So you'll trust the word of complete strangers just because you'll be able to click on those reviews, read through them, see their experiences. And sometimes, I myself am guilty of this, I look at the 1 stars just to see what those experiences were. Oftentimes you'll find out that it's just very trivial or something that was probably the customer's fault or maybe a misunderstanding. And that tends to happen quite a bit. And if you only have about 10 reviews or 25 reviews, like that second one, then one rating of 1 star is going to bring your rating down a little bit. That's why we said that they had like a 3.2 or a 3.5, somewhere in the middle there. Of course, you're going to probably get a bad review every now and then. And people that are unhappy with your business are more likely to give you a review just out of anger to try and hurt your business. Now, you could do certain things to get people to give you more reviews. First of all, ask them. A lot of people never ask. They don't have anything in the store, on the storefronts, or on the window, or they don't pass anything out that tells them how or where you are to give reviews. You don't reach out through anybody on Messenger, through email, or through various other services. And if you do, sometimes they won't give you reviews just because it's kind of difficult to find out where to give you reviews, what kind of reviews you want. There's what we'll go over here in a moment, a couple different options for reviews. So there's some key factors in reviews that are very important. First of all, the average star rating. We had said before, 4.7 versus 3.5. 4.7 is obviously more trustworthy, and they have a lot more reviews. Therefore, a lot more opportunities to mess up. And seems like they haven't messed up very often. Now, that's the other one of the other key factors is total number of reviews or total lack of reviews. The review frequency is another one. If you're going to click on those reviews and every review on there is about 2-3 years old, then are these people still in business? Are they asking for reviews? Do they do very many projects? There's all sorts of questions that raises. So you're going to, that's also mixed in with that, a review frequency would be the age of reviews, which I just said. Review frequency would be more how often do they happen? How many jobs are they doing? Is it 2 or 3 times a week? Is it 2 or 3 times a year? That would be more frequency. But both of those kind of go together where it does raise some concerns. If someone doesn't have reviews happening very often and they're really old. Another key factor would be the average rating across multiple sites. So not just Google. You have Google, you have Facebook, you have all sorts of different ones. Yellow Pages, Yelp. And there's various other ones specific to the industry for like DJs. There's the Wedding Wire, there's the Knots. You have car, vehicle, and repair shop review sites. So that's a really important one to keep an eye out for. And you may not know which ones are out there, so really try and do your research on them, and I'll post a list myself here eventually through my blog, most likely. Another key factor in review is how a business responds to negative reviews. So if there's a bunch of one-star reviews and there's been no response by the owner to try and rectify the situation, then that can really look that poorly upon them. But if you do give a really good response, it makes sense, and you might even be able to reconcile with that one-star review and get that either removed or raised, then people take that into account. They think about that. They obviously know that you care enough to talk to people and try and figure out what their problems are and try and fix those problems. Another key factor would be the sentiment of the reviews. Now, what I mean by that is, are there a whole lot of bad reviews and every time they're talking about how late you are or you never show up or you say someone will be there and you don't show? If those happen a lot, then someone may not call you at all just because of those key factors. Now, let's talk about why reviews are important now and how do clients and customers use reviews. So some statistics that I've pulled up recently from brightlocal.com, actually. brightlocal.com/learn/local-consumer-review-survey. So it was a survey that Bright Local had done. We got about 5 different statistics here. 95% search for local businesses online. So if you're just in the area looking for a mechanic because your tire just went flat, you're not going to look up best mechanic ever. You're going to look up best mechanics in this area, best mechanics in McDonough, Georgia, best mechanics in Atlanta, Georgia, something along those lines. And don't let that deter you, because even people like, especially lawyers, if your mom lives in Texas, but her son, you're her son, get in trouble in North Carolina, then your mom may be Googling best lawyers in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and they're all the way in Texas. So if you're only targeting through your Google ads or whatever things you have out there, you're only targeting a certain area, then you're really not picking up all those people. But that's for a different subject, and Google ads in general. And pretty specific to lawyers, but not necessarily. There's been hurricanes around and family members all over the country that like to help out their family members by calling up somebody, trying to find out some information on them. So don't discount that. So they search online for local businesses online. Let's talk about another statistic. 91% read online views about local businesses. They want to know what's around them. They want to know everybody. They want to know what's close to them, how good they are. Should we even bother going there? There's a couple restaurants around here I haven't been to because of bad reviews. And honestly, that it brings up a good point. I'll probably stop by, see if I can help them out with that. If 91% of people that are searching for your business are reading online reviews, you want to make sure your online reviews are up to snuff. Let's move on to most consumers look at 2+ review sites before making a decision. So you look at Google, of course. Google is kind of universal. When you say, I want to look something up online, you don't say, I want to look something up online. You say, I want to Google something. So you'll Google a business and you'll see the reviews immediately because Google's good like that. Another big one is Yelp. And many people don't know that Yellow Pages has an online directory for reviews and such. For DJs, they'll look at, once again, Wedding Wire or The Knot. Those are good examples. And various other ones out there. Facebook, especially. Facebook, I almost lost that in my mind. But yes, they definitely look at Facebook. And they've changed their reviews recently to away from the stars, more to recommendations. So it's a little different. We'll get into that in another episode here. But let's move on to the fourth statistic I have. It's 84% of people trust online reviews as much as personal recommendation. And that goes back to me talking about it's an extension of word of mouth. And if you know anything about marketing, word of mouth is one of the best forms of marketing. But it is not the only form of marketing, and it tends to be pretty minute and pretty small because it's only limited to the people they know. So if one person likes your business, they'll tell all their friends about it, but their friend list might be limited. Online, these are complete strangers leaving reviews for your business, and 84% of people trust online reviews as much as their friend's recommendation. So if you have a great amount of reviews, once again, and they're really good up towards that five-star rating, then you're going to get more calls. People are going to trust you a little bit more, and trust is everything in business. Okay, our fifth and final statistic we're going to talk about is 73% of consumers think that reviews older than 3 months aren't relevant. That's just because in 3 months, a lot can change in a business. In 1 month, a lot can change in a business. 3 months is a quarter of a year. That's a long time, honestly. It doesn't seem like it, especially in today's world, and especially the older I get. Time seems to fly. Even the year goes by pretty fast. But it's very true. We want to see when they left that review. Was that really worthwhile? Are they doing enough business for you to trust them, really? That's about the end of our statistics here. There are plenty more statistics out there to tell you how important reviews are. And boy, are they really important. I'm actually starting to get involved in a new system called Review Lead. And if you're interested, I would love to help you out and improve your reviews. You can get in contact with me through bunbrands.com. You can also check me out on social media. There's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Most of them are at bunbrands is my last tag, or facebook.com/bunbrands. Same thing for Instagram. LinkedIn, I'm probably listed just as Travis Bunn, but I'll be probably fixing that pretty soon. But what does all this mean? What does all this information mean for you? And how many customers will you save by addressing your online reputation? You could save one that gave you a one star, and they still come back to you because of that really good response you gave to them. I urge you to really think about reviews, ask your customers for reviews, and try and improve that score. And if you're a really good business, you're good at what you do, then you deserve a good score online. And you deserve all those customers coming to you. Thank you once again. Check out bunbrands.com for more information. Follow me every Monday for a new podcast. This week, I believe, we'll come out with two podcasts because last week I had a problem. It wasn't going through. I was getting reviewed by Apple. So I think that's cleared up finally, and we'll be moving on. Thank you. Have a good one.